Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. April 3rd marks 150 years since the first ride of the Pony Express, and the anniversary carries a timely lesson for us today. The Pony Express was the first overland route to transport mail from the East Coast to California. Trains carried mail to St. Joseph, Missouri, where riders, some as young as 13, carried it by horseback to Sacramento, California. Cindy Daffron, director of the Pony Express Museum in St. Joseph, says it was one tough mail route.
If you've been around a horse, you know at a full gallop they're about a 20-mile-an-hour animal, and we know they can't keep that up for, you know, any period of time. So we say more of an average is 10 to 12 miles per hour. Now, every 7 to 15, there would have been what we call a relay station, would have been some kind of a building and a spare horse there, and that guy would have been responsible to take care of the horse, wait for the rider to come in, get him exchanged. 2 minutes is all they designed for those guys to get off of one horse and head out.
As famous as the Pony Express is, it went belly up after only a year and a half. Mail by pony could not compete with the telegraph. Today's postal service also faces stiff competition from electronic communication. The USPS could be hundreds of billions of dollars in debt in the coming decade, so it's looking to save money by cutting Saturday delivery and using less fuel. Everett, Massachusetts letter carrier Wayne Post delivers with alternative fuel.
I drive a Dodge van, but it's a flex fuel vehicle. It uses regular gasoline, and it uses the flex fuel. It's an eco-friendly type of fuel that they have in the vehicles, so the newer ones. Let's go fill up.
The Postal Service is doing more than trimming its budget this way. It's also reducing its carbon footprint. It's Sam Pulcrano's job to keep track of such things. He's vice president of sustainability for the USPS.
We already have one of the largest alternative fleets in the world, about 44,000 vehicles. We have vehicles out there running on CNG, propane, electric vehicles, as well as hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. And just very, very recently, we just awarded a contract to five different companies to take that current vehicle, that the ubiquitous postal vehicle that you see on the street every day, and to change them into being all electric vehicles, and we're in the process of developing and we'll be testing them this summer.
And how would eliminating Saturday delivery affect the Postal Service's carbon footprint?
Well, what reducing one day of street delivery will reduce our delivery vehicle use, some transport fuel use, and also some facility energy use. In terms of greenhouse gases, reducing that would be equivalent to about 315 to 500,000 metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions a year. That would be equal to about 60 to 95,000 gasoline-powered passenger cars.
To be honest, when I got to thinking about the Postal Service and greenhouse gas emissions, I thought, you know, here's an area where maybe we could do away with the Postal Service and save us a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. Is that necessarily so?
Not really. Our direct emissions total about 5.3 million tons, roughly equivalent to 1 million gasoline cars driving an average of 12,000 miles on the road each year. But to put that in perspective for you, that's only 1/20th of 1% of the total greenhouse gas emissions in America, and we are an anchor of the U.S. economy. We move billions of dollars in bill payments and remittance payments between businesses and industry each and every day. And it shouldn't be lost on folks that we deliver 40% of the world's mail in the United States.
So what's the plan for cutting the energy use and the greenhouse gas emissions if you're still planning to maintain that level of business?
Well, we have several goals. First is our goal is to reduce our electrical energy use 30% by 2015. And to date, we're down about 21% towards that goal. We have another goal of reducing our fuel use 20% by 2015. And just this year alone, we took out about 1.5 million gallons last year in fuel use, and we're down about 2.3 million year to date this year. In addition, our facilities team, they're going out to our largest energy users, installing more high-efficiency lighting, putting in programmable thermostats, more efficient heating systems and ventilation systems, etc.
You know, we kicked this off by talking about the big anniversary for the Pony Express. Any ponies still in use?
Yes, there are. We still deliver mail as well as food and medical supplies to those who live at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. We do that every week, and obviously that's one of our more environmentally friendly methods of delivering mail as well as other very essential life-supporting supplies to the communities down there that need them.
It's a biofueled-powered system of transportation you have there.
Yes, and it's very easy to recycle.
Sam Pulcrano is Vice President of Sustainability for the U.S. Postal Service. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jeff.
Now, if Congress approves the measure, Saturday mail delivery could be history next year.